Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Thursday class, December 12, 2024, 1 John.
All right, before we get started, we have a birthday in the house. Happy birthday, Sophie! Well, Francis.
Thank you, Papa.
Yeah, I knew she. It's Sophie's birthday tomorrow. We call her Sofapia for all of you who like Mexican food. Her name is Sophia Caris. Sophia is the Greek word for wisdom in the Bible. Caris is the Greek word for grace in the Bible. So her name is Sophia Caris, wisdom, grace. And tomorrow is her birthday. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the teaching of God's word. And therefore, open the word of God to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. And in preparation to worship our Lord, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this evening to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Well, we are at a very important verse in 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. Verse 19 says, we have learned the word of God in the past, with the result that we know the word of God now. We know that we are of God, that spiritual birth, regeneration of the one who believes in Christ. And the entire world lies in the control of the evil one, Satan. The words, we are of God, those words in this verse are juxtaposed with the state of the whole world, which lies under the control of Satan himself. The winner believer is on God's side over against the world. All unbelievers and those loser believers living in Satan's cosmic system who are on Satan's side. The winner believer, the spiritually mature believer, keeps on obeying the mandates of God in His Word. And therefore He lives the spiritual life, the unique spiritual life of the church age. He attains spiritual maturity, and He fulfills the ultimate objective of the spiritual life in the church age, which is to have virtue, love, brought to completion in your heart. Now, the Bible makes it very clear, Satan is the enemy of God. He is also the enemy of the royal family of God, every one of you. And he is the ruler of planet Earth. He rules the world through a system that he invented. It's called Cosmos Diabolicus. Satan's cosmic system, made up of two parts, interlocking systems of arrogance, and he's the expert on arrogance. That was his sin when he fell. Pride, arrogance, and also interlocking system of hatred. Therefore, God has given us, royal family, this warning. Stop loving the world. Stop loving Satan's cosmic system. This passage tells us once again that we are in a war. It's not a visible war, it's an invisible war of the angelic conflict. And we have an enemy, and the enemy is the ruler of planet Earth, Satan himself. Now, if you are going to be a winner in a war, you have to know your enemy. And that's what we have been studying. And there's no class. Satan doesn't want you to know what he's really like. He does not want anyone to know what he's really like. And so this is the one class. If you're going to be distracted and not be here, this will be the one. You won't be here. You will crash and burn on this one because Satan doesn't want you to know what he's like. So we've been studying the ruler of planet Earth. We know him as Satan. We know him as the devil. We have studied that Satan rules all fallen angels. Satan has greater power than any human. And he rules the world through his cosmic system, Cosmos Diabolicus. Since the fall of Adam, Satan has been the ruler of this world. We studied that in Luke 4, 5 through 7, John 12, 31, John 14, 30, John 16, 11, 2 Corinthians 4, 4, Ephesians 2, 2. The ruler of planet Earth is a fallen angel called Satan or the devil. The devil rules unbelievers through a few of them through demon possession and others through demon influence. The devil rules certain believers through demon influence and the believer living in Satan's cosmic system, 1 Timothy 4:1. As the ruler of this world, Satan has two designations since his fall. Now, originally, he was created by the Lord Jesus Christ, and he was the greatest of all the angels that came from the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. And originally he was called Lucifer, which means the son of light or the shining one. He was the bright and shining angel in the throne room of God, the highest ranking creature of all time, the most beautiful and the most attractive in appearance and in personality. That was before his fall. But once his fall occurred, in prehistoric times, he acquired two names, Satan and the devil. The word Satan is a transliteration of the Hebrew noun Satan, and it literally means enemy, adversary. And he is our enemy. He is the enemy of God. And Satan has greater power than we have, far greater. However, Satan's power is not greater than the omnipotent God. And the scriptures teach us, greater is he who is in you, the living and true God, than he who is in the world. And he has a second name, devil. And that's a transliteration of a Greek noun, diabolos. And diabolos literally means slanderer. One of the functions of the devil as the ruler of this world is to express his antagonism and slander and enmity, which he does from a position of great power. So although Satan is far superior to us in every way, God has provided three factors for us in his magnificent grace. Factor number one, he has given us the unique spiritual life of the church age. And when you live that spiritual life by the spiritual skills, you will get a maximum amount of the Word of God in your heart, the absolute truth of the Word of God in our hearts. And that insulates us from Satan's strategies. He has many strategies to try to make us casualties in this invisible war, the angelic conflict. But when you have the armor of God on in your soul, you can be a winner and defeat his strategies. Factor number two, the protection of the laws of divine establishment, which God has graciously given in providing for mankind so that we don't destroy ourselves. These laws protect our freedom, our privacy, our property, and our life. We needed this protection because the power of Satan as the ruler of this world is far greater than any power we could ever muster in ourselves. Satan is under restraint right now as a result of the restraining ministry of God the Holy Spirit. However, the restraining ministry of the Spirit will be removed after the rapture, and then during the tribulation, and its results are evident in the tremendous violence and warfare of the tribulation period. Factor number three, the protection of the divine institutions. God has given us four divine institutions, which again provides protection. Those four divine institutions are freedom and marriage and family and nationalism. And Satan is attacking every single one of the divine institutions established by God. Now that brought us to point seven in our study. Satan expresses his antagonism, slander, and enmity toward the following things. We noted, first of all, Satan is the enemy of God. Revelation 13, 1 to 9. Secondly, we noted Satan is the enemy of Israel. All anti-Semitism is satanic. Revelation 12. Verses 13 and 15. Third, we noted Satan is the enemy of all unbelievers. 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4. He is the greatest deceiver of all time. And he blinds the minds of unbelievers so they cannot see the grace gospel of Jesus Christ and be saved. When the unbeliever rejects Christ as Savior, he opens himself up to demon influence. And fourth, we notice Satan is specifically the enemy of the royal family of God. He's our enemy. For we are the body of Christ. Jesus Christ is now seated at the right hand of God the Father. He is the head. We are his body. And as the body of Christ, Satan is now attacking every single one of us as the body of Christ. And therefore, to defeat his strategies against us, God has again graciously provided for us the fantastic provision of the armor of God. And so I want you to turn over to Ephesians chapter 6. We'll start with that this evening. Ephesians chapter 6. Satan is our enemy. We're Jesus Christ, he's the head. We are his body. And as the body of Christ, Satan is specifically trying to make us casualties in the invisible war of the angelic conflict. So God provided for us exactly what we need by his magnificent grace and magnificent power. And that is the armor of God. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God. And it doesn't go on the outside of your body. The armor of God goes on in your soul. We're given a mandate. Put on the full armor of God. Why? Why do we need the full armor of God? For the purpose that you can take your stand against the devil's strategies. He has lots of strategies to make you a casualty in the invisible war of the angelic conflict. And the only way you're going to be a winner is to put on God's grace provision, the armor of God. So put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's strategies. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood. This isn't a visible war. This is an invisible war. But against the ruling demons, against the demons in authority, against the powers of this dark world, and that's the cosmocrator demons, the world ruling demons, and against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. You have to have on the armor of God. And that requires you, well, you need to find a sound Bible teaching church and make good decisions to be there. And there's nothing like face-to-face teaching of the Word of God. Nothing like it. That's the best way possible to get the Word of God face-to-face. Well, you can get it. I know you can get it through your computer and email and MP3s. That's okay. That's all it is. Okay. It's okay. But there's nothing like face-to-face teaching of the Word of God. See, that's the best. And so when you find a sound Bible teaching church, then you just make good decisions. Good decisions to assemble. Good decisions to learn the Word of God, believe it. It gets into your heart and you put on the armor of God. Now you're ready. You know your enemy. You have to know your enemy. You know Satan. You know what he's like. You know his strategies. And you know how to be a winner in this angelic conflict. Turn over to 1 Peter 5:8. 1 Peter 5:8. First Peter 5:8, we have a couple of commands here to start out verse 8. First of all, he says, gives the command, be self-controlled. And then the second command is the Greek word gregoreo, and that means be on red alert. You need to be on red alert. Your adversary, who is our enemy, your adversary, the devil, prowls about like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. And that's you. He's trying to make you a casualty in the angelic conflict. So be on red alert. Now, how are you on red alert? Well, you got to learn who he is. And you learn that from the Word of God. You have to learn all about your enemy. You have to learn about the spiritual life. You have to put on the armor of God. Now, we study that under 4 points. Point five, we start tonight. Satan is opposed to the Word of God. He doesn't want you to study the Word of God because that reveals what he is like and also how you can defeat him and be a winner in the angelic conflict. So he's opposed to God's Word. So he's opposed to the Word of God. He is always trying to distort it and distract us away from it. Six. At the incarnation and virgin birth of the eternal Son of God, Jesus Christ, which we are celebrating on Christmas, that first Christmas, the greatest miracle that this world will ever know, the incarnation and virgin birth of the eternal Son of God. He opposed that and tried to prevent that from happening. Satan was the enemy of the incarnation and virgin birth of the eternal Son of God. Turn over to Revelation 12. Revelation 12. Verse 4. Revelation 12, verse 4. It says, his tail, this is Satan himself, swept one third of the stars out of the sky. That is, one third of the angel joined Satan in his revolution against God. Swept one third of the stars out of the sky and flung them to the earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman. The woman is Israel, who was about to give birth, so that he might devour her child the moment that it was born. That's the incarnation and virgin birth of the eternal Son of God on that very first Christmas. And he tried to do that. How did he do that? He had every male child 2 years old or younger put to death, thinking that that would kill the Lord Jesus Christ in his true humanity. He failed because God moved them out of the area. But he tried to kill them. He was at his incarnation and virgin birth, Revelation 12, 4. 7. Satan is the enemy of the nations of planet Earth. He's the enemy of nationalism. Now, God set up a plan, one of the divine institutions to protect us, to protect the human race, is nationalism. Globalism is satanic and an evil. Internationalism is satanic and a great evil. God has given us four divine institutions. One of those institutions is nationalism. Satan is the enemy of nations, and Satan is the enemy of nationalism. Satan opposes nationalism with the evil of globalism and internationalism. This is because nationalism is divine institution number four. And the divine institutions were designed by God to keep the human race, believer and unbeliever alike, from destroying itself. The world is now divided into nations. And that's great. Prior to this division, the human race almost destroyed itself, and that was the first United Nations and which is found in Genesis chapter 11, the Tower of Babel. And that almost destroyed mankind. Satan almost won the angelic conflict with that. That Satan is the enemy of nations is found. It's found every time you see in the Bible that he is the great deceiver of nations. And that's over and over and over again. It teaches that Satan deceives the nations. We can see it happening in America. We are totally following his deception. Turn over to Revelation 12. Well, you're in Revelation 12. Look at verse 9. Revelation 12, verse 9. The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who deceives the whole world. That's Revelation 12:9. Now turn over to Revelation 20. Revelation 20. In Revelation 21 through 3, Satan, who is the ruler of planet Earth, is going to be put in prison during the millennial reign of Christ on the earth. We're living in the church age. Church age concludes with the rapture. Then we have the 7-year tribulation period. And at the end of the 7-year tribulation period, the second advent of Jesus Christ, he comes back to the earth and establishes his kingdom on this earth for 1,000 years. During that 1,000-year reign of Christ on the earth, Satan, who is right now the ruler of planet Earth, is put in prison. That's what we have in Revelation 21 through 3. And I saw an angel, verse 1, and I saw an angel coming down out of heaven, having the key to the abyss, and holding in his hand a great chain. He seized the dragon, that ancient serpent who is the devil or Satan, and he bound him for 1,000 years, the 1,000 years of the millennial kingdom. He threw him into the abyss and locked and sealed it over him. Why? To keep him from deceiving the nations. To keep him from deceiving the nations anymore until the 1,000 years, the millennial kingdom, came to an end. After that, he must be set free for a short time. Now, just look over at verses 7 and 8. Revelation 27 and 8. When the 1,000 years are over, the millennial, 1,000-year millennial reign of Christ is over, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to what? To deceive the nations in the four corners of the earth. He is the enemy of nations and nationalism, and he accomplishes this by deceiving, lying. He is the greatest liar of all time, and he is the ruler that deceives the nations. So all the world systems, apart from the laws of divine establishment, are a part of satanic policy and administration. All environmental programs are of satanic origin. Socialism, satanic origin. Communism, satanic origin. Point 8. Satan has a power system for controlling others and for ruling planet Earth. It's called Cosmos Diabolicus. Satan's cosmic system, the cosmos. K-O-S-M-O-S. oftentimes translated world, the world. John already taught this in 1 John 2, verses 15 to 17. 1 John 2, 15 to 17, John gives us this mandate. Stop loving the world. Stop loving the cosmos. Stop loving Satan's cosmic system, nor the things in the cosmic system. If anyone keeps on loving the cosmos, Satan's cosmic system, then the love of God, virtue love, absolutely is not in him. Absolutely has not been brought to completion in his heart, 1 John 2:5. Because everything that is in the cosmos, the cosmic system, the lust of the flesh, the sin nature, and the lust of the eyes, and the arrogant manner of life, absolutely is not from the Father, not from God the Father, but is from the cosmos, the cosmic system. In fact, verse 17, the cosmos, the cosmic system, is passing away, and also its lusts, but the one who does the will of God abides forever. So John taught us about this, 1 John 2, 15 to 17. Point 9. Satan has a strategy to control nations. He has a strategy to control nations. And all we have to do is look around America. I love America. I love this nation. I never thought when I was younger and going to Dallas Seminary, preparing for the ministry, I never thought I would see this day in our nation. I would never thought I would see such apostasy and such degeneracy as there is in our nation today. We are a nation that's turned away from God, turned away from the Word of God. We are in apostasy and degeneracy. We are totally under the deception and lies of the ruler of planet Earth. And we're carrying out his lies. And we're destroying ourselves in the process. So Satan has a strategy to control nations. So let's take a look at that. Subpoint one, his strategy is based on conspiracy and lies and deception. Conspiracy and lies and deception. Two, he manipulates nations with his cosmocrator demons, world ruling demons. Here's the Greek word, cosmocrator. K-O-S-M-O-K-R-A-T. Cosmocrator, world ruling demons. One of the categories of demons underneath his authority are the world ruling demons, the cosmocrator demons. That's Ephesians 6, verse 12. Three, he deceives the nations. And we saw that Revelation 12:9, Revelation 20, verse 3 and verse 8. He deceives the nations. 4. He is the author of every world peace movement. The author of every world peace movement. Jesus Christ said at the First Advent, he says, there's going to be wars and rumors of wars until I return. Now, so all these world peace movements, they're totally against what Jesus Christ, the living and true God, says is going to happen. There's going to be wars and rumors of wars, hot wars and cold wars, until Jesus Christ returns. What does that mean? That means we must have a very strong military. We must have a strong military so that we can protect ourselves, our nation, our freedoms. And that's why we should have the greatest military on the face of the earth should be in the United States of America. So Satan is the author of every peace movement. Turn over to Jeremiah. Jeremiah, we'll start in Jeremiah. Jeremiah verse 6. There will not be world peace until the Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ, returns to this earth at the second advent and establishes his kingdom on the earth. Then there will be world peace. Then man will learn war no more. There will be no need. In the millennial kingdom, there's world peace because the Prince of Peace is ruling planet earth. Satan is bound in prison. Jesus Christ is ruling the earth in the millennium. And so, world peace, there's no need for Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Air Force, Coast Guard. There will be none. Man will not train for war because there's world peace in the millennial kingdom. Because the Prince of Peace has returned and established his kingdom on earth. But until that time, there will be wars, hot wars, and cold wars all over the world. And right now there's wars all over planet Earth. Satanic wars against Israel. Satan is trying to destroy every Jew from the face of the earth. Destroy Israel. Annihilate them. So Hamas is 100% evil and wrong. Hezbollah, 100% evil and wrong. Iran, 100% evil and wrong. Russia, 100% evil and wrong. And what they're doing with Ukraine and the attacking and trying to destroy Ukraine. 100% wrong. There will be wars and rumors of wars, hot wars and cold wars until I return, until the second advent. So all these world peace movements, where is that coming from? Satan himself. Total lie. You have to know that. So Jeremiah 6 verse 14. Now you might have in a translation, they dress the wound of my people as though it were not serious. That's a really bad translation. What it's saying is they have alleged to solve the problems of my people. They have alleged to solve the problems of my people. Peace, peace, they say, when there is no peace. Turn over to Jeremiah 8. Jeremiah 8, verse 11. Again, same thing. They allege to solve the problems of my people. Peace, peace, they say, when there is no peace. And Jesus Christ said there will not be peace until he returns at the second advent. Turn over to Ezekiel 13. Ezekiel 13. Ezekiel 13, verse 10. Because they lead my people astray. How? By saying peace when there is no peace. So he is the author of every world peace movement. Jesus Christ. Either Jesus Christ is right, or these people, false, political people, religious people, They're all communicating the lies of Satan himself. So he is the chief opponent of the laws of divine establishment, seeks to break down freedom and sovereignty of any nation where the laws of divine establishment and evangelism and Bible Christianity is functioning. Point five, subpoint five. Internationalism then is satanic to the core. Internationalism then is satanic to the core in any form. Globalism, religious internationalism, the World Council of Churches, satanic to the core. Political internationalism, the United Nations, satanic to the core. Subpoint six, his policy is power politics. Satan's policy is power politics, and therefore it includes violence and tyranny and change. You know, last night, I do a lot of study while I'm in bed sleeping. While I'm in bed sleeping, God's always working, and all of a sudden, I'm thinking about Teddy Roosevelt. Now, there was a great president, Theodore Roosevelt, not Franklin, Theodore. And I remember the movie, American was taken hostage by some Arab. And he said, Perdicaris, he sent a message to them. TR, real simple. Perdicaris alive or Raisuli dead. You got that? That was his message. Perdicaris alive or Raisuli dead. And then I just thought, that's exactly what President-elect just said. He said, you let the hostages go, or you will have hell to pay. That's the same thing that Theodore Roosevelt said. Perdicaris alive or Raisuli dead. President-elect Trump, you let those hostages go, or you will have hell to pay. Well, that's what TR said. Now, Theodore Roosevelt was Ronald Reagan right there. But Theodore Roosevelt was a great, great president. And I see a lot of comparisons with that with President-elect Trump. So I'm right in the middle, about 3 o'clock this morning, I stop and I just go, oh, thank you, sir. That's really great. That's cool. That's going to be in Bible class tonight. Yeah, thank you. See, I get all these illustrations. And where does it come from? It wasn't from eating pizza. It was from God the Holy Spirit. See? Subpoint seven. He is anti-law enforcement. Satan is anti-law enforcement and promotes defund the police. What a satanic evil. Defund the police. And where that has been carried out in this country and liberal, democratic-run states, you know what they have now? Total crime to destroy that state. The people, they're scared to go out and operate. Defund the police. So what are we doing? We're raising up criminals and saying, oh, it's okay to be a criminal. No, it's not okay. It's wrong, satanic, it's evil. So Satan is anti-law enforcement, promotes defund the police. Eight, he is anti-military. Anti-military. He'd love to see cut out all money going to the defense and just give it away to all the people. 9, he is pro-socialism and communism and is against free enterprise. He's pro-socialism and communism and is against free enterprise. 10, he is the father of religion. Now, we have to distinguish between Christianity and religion. Religion is the devil's ace trump. He invented it. He invented religion. What did he say in Isaiah 14, 14? I will be like the Most High God. And so in his trying to be like the Most High God, he has developed religion. And that religion just honors and worships him. It doesn't worship God at all. Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is the personal relationship with the living and true God through faith in Jesus Christ. Faith alone, in Christ alone, apart from any and all works. Christianity is a personal relationship with the living and true God, not a religion. Satan is the father of religion, and Satan is the father of liberalism. Subpoint 11. He attacks the divine institutions of marriage and the family. And boy, do we not see that. We see that all over our nation. Breaks my heart to see what's going on in America, attacking the divine institution of marriage between one man and one woman. God's the one who invented marriage. He's the expert on marriage. And when he invented marriage, it wasn't for two men, two women, a man and a dog, or anything else. It's one man and one woman in the divine institution of marriage. He's the expert on marriage. But the divine institution of marriage is totally under attack today. And the divine institution of the family is total under attack today. Subpoint 12. He promotes the degenerate evil of homosexuality and lesbianism. And that's Romans chapter 1, verses 24 to 27. And we've studied that many times. He promotes the degenerate evil of homosexuality and lesbianism. Romans 1, 24 to 27. So, that brings us to major point 10. And I told you that Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a personal relationship with the living and true God, Jesus Christ, entered into by faith in Him. Satan is the author of religion. And it's one of his main strategies to rule planet Earth, religion. So, religion is a very important part of Satan's strategy in ruling planet Earth. Religion is the creation of Satan's genius to counterfeit the plan of God. Isaiah 14, 14, I will be like the Most High God. Religion is man using his own merits, his own works, to gain the approbation of God. Satan is the greatest counterfeiter of all time. Satan's counterfeits of the plan of God are in that phrase of Isaiah 14, 14. I will make myself like the Most High God. Counterfeit of the living and true God. And what are those counterfeits? Well, he has 8 different counterfeits he's come up with. He has a counterfeit gospel, 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4. A counterfeit gospel that blinds the minds of the unbeliever. And they will buy that in a heartbeat. Counterfeit ministers, 2 Corinthians 11, 13 to 15. Counterfeit ministers who go around like ministers of light, But they are not. They're the ruler of this world's ministers. 2 Corinthians 11:13-15. He has counterfeit doctrine. 1 Timothy 4:1. He has a counterfeit communion table. 1 Corinthians 10:19-21. By the way, our next communion will not be on Sunday. Our next communion will be on New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve falls on a Tuesday this year. Tuesday, communion will be at 2 p.m, 2:00. Got it? Get it. 2:00 p.m, Tuesday, communion, followed by a movie. And that ought to get you out in time so you can go and ring in the new year. So our next communion will not be on Sunday. It'll be on Tuesday, the 31st. Even the deacons are learning them. 2:00. 2:00, Tuesday, the 31st, followed by a movie. And it's an excellent movie. I don't play bad movies, just excellent movies. He has a counterfeit communion table, 1 Corinthians 10:19-21. He has a counterfeit spirituality, Galatians 3:2-3. Counterfeit spirituality, Galatians 3:2-3. He has counterfeit righteousness. See, God, at the moment you place your faith in Jesus Christ, God imputes His righteousness to you. The righteousness of God. That's what you have to have to live with God forever. Now, what's the righteousness that Satan offers? Self-righteousness. Self-righteousness that you develop by human good, all your wonderful works that you do, how wonderful you are, how great you are, and you develop this great self-righteousness, but it's not God's righteousness. So he has a counterfeit righteousness. Matthew 19:16-28, Matthew 23:13-36. This self-righteousness rejects faith in Christ for salvation. This self-righteousness is based on human good and works that you do, giving you your great self-righteousness. What a wonderful person you are. Look how all the good things you do. 7. Counterfeit power and dynamics. Counterfeit power and dynamics. 2 Thessalonians 2:8-10. 2 Thessalonians 2:8-10. 8. Counterfeit system of gods, small g. Counterfeit system of God. 2 Thessalonians 2:3-4. So religion is a very important part of Satan's strategy in ruling planet Earth. He's promoting religion. In fact, following the rapture, Satan has his man to rule planet Earth in the tribulation. We know him as the Antichrist. And the Antichrist will, first of all, be hooked up with the prostitute, the ecumenical religious system. And that ecumenical religious system is a worldwide system of religion. And the Antichrist will use that in the first 3.5 years of the tribulation, and then he will take over from there and rule planet Earth. But he uses religion in the first 3.5 years of the tribulation, the ecumenical religious system, the prostitute that rides the beast, the Antichrist. And we've studied that. We haven't gone through verse by verse the book of Revelation. And I've been holding off on that, because then everybody will start. We'll have all kinds of people showing up here, wide-eyed. Who is the Antichrist? You are not Isaac. So I've been kind of holding off on that. I've been teaching Revelation in parts, little parts here and parts there and parts. One of these days, I will teach the book. And if I don't teach it here, I'll teach it in heaven. So just, I'll see you there. Point 11. False teachers are a very important part of Satan's strategy. False teachers are a very important part of Satan's strategy. And boy, do we have false teachers all over America. A lot of them are in politics, government. A lot of them are in churches and pulpits. They're all over. Now, John taught about this also in 1 John 4, verses 1 through 3. 1 John 4, 1 through 3, the Apostle John writes, "Beloved ones, royal family of God, stop believing." This is a mandate. "Stop believing any and every influential speaker, false teachers of the Word of God, but analyze the spirits." Analyze the communicators of God's Word, whether they are from God. Because many false teachers have gone out into the world to evangelize for the cosmic system, cosmos diabolicus. Verse 2, this is how the Spirit of God, God the Holy Spirit, is recognized. Every spirit, every sound doctrinal Bible teacher who acknowledges and teaches that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. In other words, they teach the incarnation and virgin birth of the eternal Son of God, His hypostatic union. They teach the absolute truth of that first Christmas, the very greatest miracle that the world will ever know. Verse 3, but every persuasive speaker, false teacher, who does not acknowledge and teach the Jesus of the God-breathed scriptures, absolutely is not from God. He's not from the living and true God. Indeed, this false teaching keeps on being the spirit of the Antichrist, about whom you have heard that he, the Antichrist, is coming in the tribulation. But right now in the church age, the spirit of Antichrist, false teachers, are already in the world. They keep on being in the world as we speak right now. So John taught about this, 1 John 4, 1 through 3. All right, so false teachers are a very important part of Satan's strategy. And you have to come back next Thursday. Now, I'll guarantee you, between now and next Thursday, you're going to have every kind of distraction in the world to not be here. Satan doesn't want you to know what he's really like. He does not. He's your enemy. He's the ruler of planet Earth. He does not want you to know what he's really like. But we're going to teach exactly what he's really like next week. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.